Started in the nosebleeds, now I'm on the flow seas. First pick talent, undreaded to the home scene. Sleeping on a nigga, now I'm living in my own dream. You can call me coach, cause now I'm on my own team. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion.
Yo, what's good? We back with another episode of the Stats vs. Facts podcast, where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. And we up here, that's all we speak. I'm Yost Ian. I just got my man Brian up here today.
What up, y'all?
We just going to, you know, hit the two, man, for the week seven overreactions.
Week seven overreactions.
So we're not going to, you know, waste too much of y'all time. We're going to get straight to the points. And like we say, we're going to give our overreaction. We don't necessarily believe everything we're saying, or that's coming out, but we're overreacting what just happened. I'll start it off with my first overreaction is going to be, I don't think the Bears going to bring back Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. I guess this guy, I know they're just 1-0 under him, but they dropped 30 points, even though it's against the Raiders without their quarterback. And this guy has some swag to him, old white boy. I saw him in the locker room tatted up with the, I think his hat backwards and the ball in his football and that. Bruh, we're going to see. But, they're not – Bears aren't in a rush because they obviously have two picks that could be in the top five. Mm-hmm. Well, the Panthers is guaranteed top five there,
for sure.
So now that's the thing. There's been a lot of knock on Fields. Question is, if they don't bring back Fields and draft a quarterback, they are going to have to trade Fields. You're not going to keep him around.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my first overreaction, is Justin Fields does not come back for this season. So it doesn't. They don't rush him back. Because I don't even know the quarterback's name, honestly.
Yeah, let me see if I can pronounce it.
It was just a weird name to say.
Tyson Bagant? Sure, let's go
with
that.
Yeah, whatever you said.
Yeah, let's go with that. But yeah, no, I definitely feel that though. Like they, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if they end up putting Justin Fields on like that short term IR, you know, that 4-week injury reserve, just to, you know, get his injury time to rest and heal, but really see what this other quarterback can do. And I mean, I'd probably even take it a step further if I'm the Bears. Like, now, granted, I'm not sure what they're like. GM situation is like when he got hired, but I might try to trade Fields before the trade deadline.
I definitely would.
You know, like I know NFL trades like that aren't something that really happened at the deadline,
especially quarterback.
Yeah, like teams try to play their situations out, but I just, like you said, like, and I'm pretty sure I said this probably like earlier in the season, but I feel like they were definitely gonna be moving on from him regardless. Like why pick up his fifth-year option or have to work out an extension when you could just restart the clock, trade him away, get some assets. You're already going to have most likely two top-five picks.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be set no matter what. So
what's a good fit for Fields?
I think Atlanta.
Yeah.
I've been saying Atlanta for a while now. Like, you know, I know he's not the – obviously not the, you know, best quarterback by any means, but he's better than Ritter.
Sure.
He's better than any option that they have. And just him in that offense with those running backs, with that. And they have some decent, like, skill position players, too, like, on the outside. Like, eventually, Arthur Smith is going to use Kyle Pitts to his full potential.
Eventually, yeah.
At some point. Drake London, he can go up and get the ball. So can Matt Collins. They still have Cordell Patterson, too. So I can see him going to Atlanta and thriving in that scheme. And plus, ain't he from there too? From Georgia, at least. Yeah, so.
I got two dark horse teams, both in the same division. And one is quarterback set. Well, it's both the kind of quarterback set, but, you know, just if we're talking about fit, Fields and San Fran. I know, you know, the Purdy fans are going to get at me for even saying, talking about replacing him. He's had a bad couple stretch without his weapons there. But Fields with Shanahan, first of all, makes any quarterback look good, no matter what.
Yeah.
Nick Mullins, they just had so many over the years. I can't think. Whoever gets in there looks good. But Justin Fields with those weapons, the O-line, the run, the run-heavy team they do, I think he'd be right there. And the other team, they're kind of set on quarterback, but it's Seattle. I think Geno's like just a bridge quarterback. Just until they find the franchise of the future, because Geno's past 30. It's not like he's the future. Justin Fields in there might be interesting because he has a lot of weapons. Like Chicago, he literally just has DJ Moore. And Seattle, you got three receivers over there just hungry for it. So, yeah, I can see that for sure. That's probably it, honestly. He might just – if they keep him, it looks like he'll probably be a backup somewhere else then, because his value will just go down.
Yeah, easily.
But yeah, so that's where I'll leave my first one. What you got for your overreaction?
My first overreaction, there's no clear-cut MVP so far this year. Like, this far into the season, there's like two, maybe three players max that are like definitively in that top conversation. And of course, there's going to be names that people are going to bring up, but like, I can't definitively say that one player is having a better season than somebody else. Like, when I was finally saying, you know, giving Josh Allen his props for turning the season around, they lost like two out of three games. I said Jared Goff was probably the best quarterback in the NFC just last week. He ain't make me look good this week.
Not at all.
You know, Mahomes is still Mahomes. Jalen Hurts hasn't had nearly the season he's had. That he had last year, this
already
year.
Already more turnovers than he did all last year.
Yeah. And it's like, and granted, they're still winning, but it's like, you can tell that, you know, it's not the same impact that he was having. Because he probably would have won MVP if he didn't miss, like, that final month of the season last year. Lamar has shined at times. Obviously, Tua has shined at times, but Tua is also, like, you know.
They haven't beaten anybody good.
Yeah. Definitely. So, sure. And then, I mean, you know, I mean, unfortunately, we know that unless a skill position player, God forbid even a defensive player, like plays out of their mind for an entire season, this is really a quarterback position, unfortunately. I mean, quarterback award, unfortunately. So, like, you know, you can say Tyreek Hill or Christian McCaffrey, but, you know, they're really battling for offensive player of the year at this point. So, yeah, like, there's nobody I can look at and be like, that's the MVP of the league so far. You know, like, when Mahomes won his first one, after like a month, it was like, that's MVP. When Lamar won his, after 2 months, we was like, yeah, he's MVP. We don't really get that right now. So that's probably my first overreaction for the day.
You're setting me up for mine. Because mine, because of what yours is, mine's definitely an overreaction. And mine is, the MVP's already locked up. So this is a huge overreaction. Okay. I think it's locked up for two players, though. I think it's two players you already named, Lamar and CMC. Obviously, yes, they did have ups and downs. This is an overreaction. But Lamar at least has better weapons than years past. They're not anywhere near elite. The weapon they paid the most for is just not doing anything for him. But at least he's a distraction out there, I guess. CMC, you know, this touchdown streak is cool. But at the end of the day, he is that engine that's getting the 49ers going. It's not Brock Purdy. No, I'm not trying to say he's garbage or something, but it's CMC is just that dual threat weapon. He can do everything and is helping that team out so much. And they lost last night, but, you know, if he didn't play at all, it would have looked a lot worse. Like, you don't have to have Debo. I think Kittle and CMC are the most important players on the offense, especially for Kittle's blocking. And, of course, Trent Williams out there. But, yeah, I think MVP, and it's partly because of what you said, too. It's not anybody that's like, yeah, it's definitely them. But if I had to pick two people right now because of – it has to be recency bias because it's – like you said, it's no clear cut. So it's going to be, at this point, it looks like it's going to be a week-to-week thing.
Yeah.
Mahomes, you could obviously say Mahomes every year. He's the best player. And the Chiefs locked up. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll give two overreactions. The Chiefs already locked up that division. Their Chargers are cooked. Obviously, Broncos and Raiders have no chance. So that division is locked up.
They locked up that division in July.
No, for real. Herbert just... Well, I already had an overreaction about him before, and he proved that overreaction right. But he can't mess with the big boys, I guess. So, yeah, I'll leave my overreaction there with Lamar and CMC are the MVP front runners. And it was their award to lose, I'll say that.
I like that. I like that for sure. Yeah, I won't stay on that too long. I'll just jump into my next overreaction in speaking of the Chiefs or somebody that used to be with the Chiefs. I think we are seeing exactly why Eric Bieniemy hasn't gotten a head coaching job.
I wanted to ask you about
that. I think we are seeing exactly why Eric Bieniemy hasn't gotten a head coaching job. And the reason why I say that, and it's not like he's not creative with his play calls or anything like that. I just think he's incredibly stubborn with his play calling. Like, when you see, like, certain play designs and, like, things that they run, it's like he thinks he's still in Kansas City. Like, I'm sorry to break the news to you. Logan Thomas is not Travis Kelce.
The way he's featuring all offense.
Logan Thomas is not Travis Kelce. This isn't the team that you were calling plays for last year where it was, like, Travis Kelce and Buss, and you had, like, Juju Smith-Schuster and, like, Kadarius Toney with Cole Hardman on the outside of the receivers. You have three good receivers.
Yeah, one of the best trios in the league.
Yeah, at worst, you have three good receivers. One is a Pro Bowler. Could be an All-Pro if he had, like, an actual quarterback. So, just how he's been dropping back Sam, like, you know the offensive line isn't good. You know you have a quarterback that struggles processing, like, blitzes and whatnot. And you just keep dropping him back, like, you know, run, like, RPOs. Took him forever to, like, move the pocket a little bit. No bootleg action. You're starting to see, like, why or whatever it was that was turning teams off about him when it came to head coaching opportunities. Because if you're going to be stubborn like this as just an offensive coordinator, how are you going to look when you're actually a head coach? So that'd be my second overreaction for sure for the night.
I don't know what it is, but he's like, he reminds me of like the NFL version of Mark Jackson. Like for years, everybody mm-hmm. was asking why he didn't get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Mark Jackson. I'm not knocking Mark Jackson, but it's like, well, now if he comes in, what expectations do we have? Bruh's been, has a coach in like 6-7 years. It's way different.
Man, almost a decade at this point.
Before I give another overreaction, I'm glad Shane isn't here for this. But let's, what happened, bro? This is one of them games that we could have just skipped over because it should have been a lot. Like, backup quarterback. First off, backup black quarterback don't win in New York. All these old linemen hurt. Their defense isn't all that. They have names, but they just don't play all that.
I have to fact check that, but I think I saw that Tyrod Taylor was the first black quarterback to win the game. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we're this. They had one win coming into this game, and it was against the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And there's just no backup quarterback, no O-line. We have one of the best D-lines in the league. Supposed to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
And we just didn't show. They're the ones that end up with 6 sacks.
They had 5 sacks coming into the season. They had 5 in the first half. I just want to point that out. And that's a trend. Like, the last 3 teams we faced, they had, like, single-digit sacks going into the game and doubled in amount. Like, with ease.
Is it a Washington theme to play the competition? Like, no matter the sport?
You want to know what's crazy about that? I remember I was watching the game, and I think in, like, the pregame coverage or something like that, or, like, right when the game started, they were quoting Ron Rivera, and he had said something about making sure that this isn't a trap game for them. And I'm just like, y'all are 3-3. How would this be a trap game? Y'all are 3-3 against a divisional rival. Y'all don't deserve to have trap games. Like, I'm confused, but I don't know what it is. Like, even from the time he's gotten there, like, they haven't had, like, convincing wins like that. Like, the one convincing win, well, maybe two I can think of. The Dallas game on Thanksgiving his first year, and, like, the Texans game last year. And even that was only, like, 23-7. It wasn't like a 40-5 or some random shit like that, you know. So I don't know, man. I don't know, but I'm done with the coaching staff as a whole. I'm done. I'm just basically counting down the days to the end of the season at this point, because, you know, if ownership wasn't changing, he would have been gone at the end of last season anyway, I think.
That's why I thought he would be gone. I'm like, man, bring in everything new.
Yeah, but Dan wasn't going to make no decisions at that point. But, yeah, just, you know, let the new ownership group, let them hire a GM. Let that GM make that decision and just start afresh next season. And it's at the point where they can realize, because they do this every year. They can turn things around and be in the playoff hunt by December, but right now I don't even care about that. Like, it happened with the Bears game and it happened with the Giants game on Sunday. I was like, they can realistically win this game at some point, but I'm so annoyed at this start, I don't even care if they win. So, that's where I'm at with that team. It's frustrating.
Would you bring Sam Howell back?
When he's able to throw the ball, he's decent. Like, this was obviously probably his worst game, like, as a passer. As far as, and I know he threw 4 interceptions against Buffalo, but this one, he was just, like, inaccurate, just missing easy throws. I don't know. It all depends. Like, he has to clean the sack situation up. Like, you just got to get the ball out somehow. But...
You draft Sam Howell or Justin Fields?
Justin Fields. Yes. Yeah, I'd rather have Justin Fields than Sam Howell. I can definitively say that. Definitely more upside.
For sure. Oh. Yeah, I don't, man, that's... that was so disappointing, because now we're going into a game where, like I said, we do play the conversation, which is somewhat a good thing, because we play Philly this week. I don't think we're going to get blown out, but it's like, if we can't even beat the Giants, then I'm just not.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm not that high on them.
Like, what are we doing?
Even with Jalen Hurts coming in with possibly, you know, he's not 100% with the knee. I don't know, man. Because I, you know, I think we were the team that beat them last year, knocked their streak. So, obviously, we can do it. But it's getting to the point now where if we get to the point where we really can't even get a wild card spot, then Chase Young might got to get traded before the deadline, unfortunately, just to get some assets back or something. Mm-hmm. Because we can't pay the whole salary cap to the D-line, and they're not producing like what they're getting. Because Allen's on a big deal. Payne's on a big deal. So I don't think Sweat's on a deal yet, is he?
Nah, both have been chasing contracts.
Yeah, so.
And they both got – they both represented by Clutch, so.
It's a chance neither one of them come back.
Yeah.
Which would suck, but – they're not producing. Like, our D-line's whole, Jonathan Allen has had this rant, but it's like, bro, you talking about you've been here 7 years, okay, then you haven't been up to par either.
Yeah, and he does this every year, too. like wash, rinse, repeat, so.
All right. That game was so frustrating, bro. My next overreaction. That's OC. I was about to say the Falcons are contenders, but I'm not even about to overreact that bad. I'm gonna reverse my overreaction from last week. The Rams will finish second to last in that division now. Losing to Pittsburgh is insane. I literally watched none of that game. I just knew that was a game like ours. Like, bro, I don't need to watch this. Kenny Pickett. Going to the Rams. Rams don't have an elite defense, but it's like Kenny Pickett just ain't been good. Then you got Cooper Kupp and Puka that's been balling. Mm-hmm. Stafford should light the Steelers defense up. Next thing you know, I check my parlay. Joint say everything hit. I'm scrolling. I say Steelers. I say Rams with an X. I'm like, bro, there's no way they lost the Steelers. But, you know, Mike Tomlin is just a great coach. That's what sometimes comes down to. Joey Porter Jr. looks good. But he's one of them. I don't know if he, because I just watched the highlights. Like I said, I didn't see none of the game. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he has like the Jair Alexander thing where his voice is becoming bigger than he is. Like, I don't, because I'm not knocking him. I just didn't watch this game, so I don't know what he did.
See much of it either.
But I know Cooper Kupp had like 5 fantasy points. And I know he said after, like, Puka didn't do nothing on him personally. And so, maybe my overreaction is Steelers come back and win their division. Maybe that can be it. They're a team that's a quarterback away. They're similar to us. Very similar. Mm-hmm. Minus the good coaching. I would love Mike Tomlin's coach. Jeez. But, yeah, they're a team that's definitely a quarterback away. George Pickens has the tools to be a star. Not the Ryan Clark extent of being better than Justin Jefferson or anything.
Yeah, that was nuts.
But, yeah, he has the tools to be a star. He just got to put it all together. He's like kind of like DK. I think DK is just more popular. But DK, like, if they put everything together to be a receiver, because they're freak athletes, they can be elite. You still have Minka in the back and secondary. Joey Porter Jr., TJ Watt, obviously. I think Highsmith. So they're loaded. So, and you know, Bengals are struggling. Well, they, I mean, I think they had a bye this week.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Seattle. And I think they beat Arizona, which was supposed to be, but they weren't looking good. Browns, I don't know what they were doing. They gave up 30 to the Colts. They still won, but
yeah,
it was, to be was... shutting everybody else down, then to give 38 up to the Colts. Yeah, Gardner Minshew led Colts is crazy. All Sareem's 8 rebounds is crazy. So yeah, so 2-0 reactions. Rams finished last in the division, and Steelers come back and win that division, or at least grab the wild card spot. That's what I will say. We don't have to keep them going. If you have one more overreaction, you can get that one in. Then we can get some news in, and then guess the player. Or if not, we'll just get news.
Yeah, we just go. Oh, trade deadline coming up.
October 31st.
D-Hop, you're going to be on the move probably.
Any prediction? Last year, were you on the pod last year when I predicted the CMC one?
Yeah.
So where you got Hop?
Yeah.
Hop and Henry, I think, going to be gone. Because it's nothing for Tennessee to keep.
I got Hop going to the Chiefs.
I knew you were going to say that.
It should have happened anyway.
Yeah.
He signed for the money. So.
But he, I mean, if it's true, what he said that they didn't call him back. Because he said he wanted to go to the Chiefs, Niners, Lions, and Dallas. And none of them called him back. Only the Titans did. So if that's true, then that somehow, could be why.
I doubt that.
But. I kind of do too, because
I doubt.
I don't. Kansas City don't have nobody.
And I'm gonna stick with a preseason bold prediction I had. I think Davante Adams is gonna be on the move too.
He has to be.
Like, I don't know who's gonna trade for him, but somebody gotta free him from Las Vegas
for sure.
Please.
Missing a one right now. That's a contender because you don't just trade him to somebody random. It depends if he, well, he is trying to win this year because I honestly would say a team like the Colts, who you develop him with Anthony Richardson, help Anthony Richardson develop with a receiver like that. Him and Pittman would be a good duo. They obviously wouldn't trade in the division. There's no, he's not going to the Chiefs. That's my only restraint with Hop going to the Chiefs, but I guess since Titans aren't competing anyway, they don't care
about yeah.
Chiefs. But those names I do definitely see going. Devontae, Hop, and Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry.
Looking at teams right now.
Derrick Henry, the favorite in the offseason was Philly, but the way Swift balling, that ain't happening. There's no point in adding him, even though Eagles just got Kevin Byard.
Why does Tennessee keep trading?
Actually, that might mean Derrick Henry going to the Phillies. He's going to go for like a fifth round pick.
Like, stop trading with them.
I'm trying to think of a fit for him. Hop definitely Kansas City, though. Like, it should have been Baltimore or Kansas City anyway. Because especially you see with Odell, the money they gave Odell, what he's doing, Hop mm-hmm. looks way better. He just has Tannehill as a quarterback. So,
I think Davante Adams ends up in the AFC more.
You think Cleveland? Or just in general?
Either Pittsburgh or Baltimore.
Oh. I would love Baltimore to do it. They just never seem like.
Yeah, I don't know cap situations and all that, but I think Baltimore may realize, like, yeah, we got one now. And they might try to pull that trigger now. And if they do, that'd be smart for them, but. Because I don't think it'll stun like the growth of like a Zay Flowers too much. I think Rashad Bateman is who he is at this point. Odell is there. That's nice. But, yeah, I would love for them to try to make that move.
I got two teams for you for Devontae. Both same division.
Mm-hmm.
One who has a rookie quarterback. What about the Texans?
Mm.
They got young receivers over there, but Devontae's Devontae.
Mm.
Then the other team, I think it's – I know it's kind of early, but it's looking like a failed experiment, and this guy's on his last year of his contract anyway. What if they just swap like Calvin Ridley in a pick for Davante Adams? Devontae's to the Jags with Trevor Lawrence and Christian Kirk. It's week 7 now, and Ridley and Trevor Lawrence, I don't know what it is. They just don't have that chemistry. Is it the play calling? Like, Ridley's just not getting that many targets. I mean, let me show him. See how many he had exactly last game. I know he didn't do much at all.
He didn't do much at all.
I think he had one catch, if that.
And I like that move too. I forgot about Jacksonville.
And they're loaded. You got to steal the draft. I said in ETN. Like that dude, the way he's balling is crazy. Last week, Calvin Ridley had 4 targets, 1 catch for 5 yards, and 1 rush attempt for 0 yards.
Yeah, go get D-Hop.
What if Devontae goes back to Green Bay?
I was going to say that, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah, they wouldn't do that. No.
I don't see it happening. Like, y'all would have paid him anyway.
Right.
You know.
So you hop the Chiefs, Devontae, I say baby the Jags.
The only thing about him going to Jacksonville for really, I could just see the joke now with Calvin Ridley being in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, that'd be crazy.
That'd be nice.
What team need a running back for Derrick Henry type? What if they just get Chiefs go after Henry and hop for like a first and a third or something like that? I mean, Pacheco's cool, but Henry.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of money because you got Mahomes on that deal. I just can't think of anybody for Derrick Henry, though, that needs that contender that would use him. Seattle's good with Kenneth Walker because he's on his rookie contract. The team I was going to say is Pittsburgh, but the baby version of him is Pittsburgh. And the problem isn't necessarily Najee. The problem is that O-line. Mm-hmm. O-line's been so bad. Since Big Ben's last year, he was struggling. It's not too many fits for Derrick Henry.
Yeah, he might just have to
rot in Tennessee, unfortunately. Baltimore, if they don't get a receiver, because they lose running backs like crazy.
They might.
Any AFC North team could use him. Joe Mixon ain't all that.
Nah.
Cleveland lost Nick Chubb.
I was going to say, though, if the Giants were smart, they would try to trade Saquon. And I was going to say Saquon would be a good fit for Baltimore.
That'd be tough.
That'd be insanely tough. That one would be.
Even the graphic, they would throw Lamar, Saquon, and OBJ on the graphic. And OBJ don't be doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah, so trade deadline's next week. I don't think it's any other news. Debo's still hurt. Bijan with the headache. The NFL is trying to investigate that because a lot of people lost money, which is it's a weird reason to investigate. But I get it. If they knew ahead of time, they should have said something, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's not much else. Preview some matchups this week. We play Eagles. Chiefs play Denver. I'm looking for any good game. Dallas and Rams, Jets and Giants. There we go. Mid off. There we go. Tennessee and Atlanta.
That's what I'm talking about. Jets and Giants.
They know what they're doing. Texans and Panthers. They know what they're doing.
I might have to stop everything I'm doing to see that. What time that joint at? Please let it be prime time. No, they need to flex that joint to Sunday night. They can flex the Bears and Chargers for the Jets and Giants.
Yeah, but that Sunday night game is going to be disgusting.
Yeah, come on, man.
Justin Fields not playing in that. That's just crazy. But the funniest tweets, when they show them garbage teams playing, they say, bro, flex this to Wednesday at 3 a.m. That'd be the funniest joint. What else? Real quick. Oh, yeah. So Vikings beat the Niners last night. I mean, only news that come out of that is Kirk won on primetime. Like, this stuff happened. Like, it's not like the Niners were going to run the table. I mean, they could have, but I think players are overreacting. Maybe. I mean, Brock Purdy did not look good. But maybe, hey, like I said before, he just might not be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Eagles stomped on the Dolphins. They were coming off a loss. They needed that win, and it was never really a good game like that, for real.
Like, it was, I think, a one-score game. I think it may have been tied at 1.2, but.
Well, I mean,
it wasn't like.
Yeah. Like, I still had a feeling Philly would pull this out because they just had more talent. Seattle took care of the Cardinals. I'm just seeing if anything else pops out. Patriots beating the Bills. It's funny the hate Josh Allen gets because didn't they just blow out the Dolphins?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, because all the memes like, this man lost to Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, and somebody else. It's like, okay, what about when he just blew out the Dolphins? I get it. Josh Allen's like the Russ of NFL at this point.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so nothing else big. You have anything, any comments or anything? If we can get in the guess the player. I got one guess the player for you.
For this upcoming week?
Yeah, you can do this upcoming week too.
I mean, these games are just...
I know. Like, it's...
bowl prediction, let me see.
Even if Fields was healthy, that primetime game is disgusting.
Yeah, like, why? Who would want to see that? I just don't.
They giving the views to the NBA, I guess.
I'm saying. I'm gonna do some. Ooh, okay, this is going to be a spicy game here. Vikings Packers is even. Yeah.
So I'm going to run through. Just tell me who you got winning these games. Bucks, Bills. That's Thursday night.
Bills.
Jets, Giants.
Jets.
Jags at Steelers.
Steelers.
Same. Eagles and Commanders.
Eagles, which means Commanders are going to win.
Rams and Dallas.
Dallas.
I'm going to go with. I think I'm going to go with the Rams.
I hope so.
I hope so. I think that's why. Vikings and Packers.
Packers.
Falcons, Titans. These games are hilarious.
I'm saying, like, who cares?
Simon, Matt.
You're the Titans.
Patriots, Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Saints, Colts.
Give me the Colts.
Texans, Panthers.
Panthers get their first one.
Ooh. I was literally just about to ask you what Panthers win a game this season. Okay. This might be the best game of the week. Oh, no. I'm tripping. It's a game right here, but this might be the second best game of the week. Browns, Seahawks. This could be interesting.
What's the status on Nasty Man? Do we know?
Nah, that man was knocked out. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, give me Seahawks.
All right, this is the game of the week. Bengals Niners. We finally got a good game.
For real. You need to flex that one. Like, what?
Nah, for real. 425 is crazy.
The schedule. Debo is out.
Bengals coming off a bye, so that calf should be good.
Even the Bengals in an upset. Three straight losses for the 49.
Who Niners lose to last week?
The Browns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they missed that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you know Nick Bosa doesn't get motivated to sack white quarterbacks, so exactly. Burrow will be fine.
Exactly.
Chiefs and Broncos. Yeah. Bro, it just Ravens Cardinals. Like, these are crazy games. Like, if Kyler played, that'd be kind of better.
Right.
So we've got Ravens. Bears, Chargers. Okay. Imagine the Bears win this game. Like, if Justin Herbert blows this on primetime against the Bears.
Matter of fact, give me the Bears.
I might throw five on them just to do it, bro.
Let me see what the...
Main event of the week, Monday night, Raiders and Lions. Lions better tear them up after getting blown out to the Ravens.
Lions to cover. Hold on, let me see. They got the...
I got a good guess the player when you're ready, too.
Okay. I'm just pulling the FanDuel real quick. Let's see what the line is on the Bears. plus 350. I might take that.
What's the spread?
The spread? I don't even. They have way too much faith in the Chargers. 8.5.
I was wondering if it was going to be double digits.
They have way too much faith in the Chargers. For sure. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got Bears covering. All right, but we made it to the main event of the show. It's this guest, the player. It's just Brian here today, so he's just competing with himself and y'all, obviously. But we got one player for him. This is a running back.
Okay.
This guy played from 04 to 13. He played for four different teams. He's a two-time Pro Bowler. Stats. His best year touchdown-wise was his rookie season. He had 13 touchdowns with 1,100 yards. Followed that up with a 1,200-yard season with only 5 touchdowns. 990 the next year, 1,200 the year after that, then 3 years straight under 1,000. Then he had 1,200, then 2 more years under 1,000. He finished his career with 8,474 yards and 65 touchdowns. trying to think. What, I mean, this is a well, this is a well-known player for non-casuals, for sure. Mm-hmm. Trying to see. I don't know if they do it. No, they don't do it like that. Trying to see if he led the league at any time or anything, but no, he didn't. He got a comeback player of the year, and he made the NFL top 100 one time. That didn't help. He got a player of the week one time.
Player of the week. Okay.
04. 04 from a, at the time, a legendary school. They are not the powerhouse they once were.
Okay. Running back.
Mm-hmm. Played in. Oh, he only played in one conference. He played with four teams, but they're all in the same conference. Football reference even showed their fantasy stats. I didn't know that.
Damn, AD has 0 points in the second half. Niggas bet 20 plus, I'm sorry.
I did. That's literally, I had over 20 and a half. I thought bro was going to come out here dominating.
He had 17 in the first half. He scored nothing in the second half. Oh, my God. Anyway, damn, that just threw me off. Okay. '04 to '13 Mm-hmm. Played for four teams.
Mm-hmm. All in the same conference.
How many time Pro Bowl was?
Two.
Two-time Pro Bowl. Okay, I'm gonna start guessing. Somebody just get some names up. Probably used him before too. Steven Jackson.
Nope.
Okay.
That's my favorite running back ever though.
Okay.
Nope. He's a first round pick. I don't know if that's gonna help though. 23rd overall. I think you're more likely to get it because of the college. Like they literally were, they probably were the Bama before Bama. There was a time where like there were like a run of elite players that came out of there or they're on the team at the same time. So yeah, they definitely were the Bama before Bama.
Miami?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the boy. Ain't that man?
Yeah. I forgot about the little in-season tournament.
Me, oh, yeah. I he started first team. Which, well, you want to know his first team, last team, or what team? Middle teams?
Willis McGahee.
It's Willis McGahee. Let's go. Okay.
Let's go. I had to go through the list of you players in my head. I'm like, wait, hold on.
Because he shared the backfield with, I'm trying to remember who it was, because he was in that Miami doc, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They had Greg Olsen and a lot of people. Because before them, it was the Ed Reed and Sean Taylor's, and all, I think Sean Taylor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was in the same draft.
Let me see.
He was there. He was in the same backfield as, damn.
That's what I'm saying. No, I was about to say Ronnie Brown. Ronnie Brown was Auburn.
And it wasn't Cadillac.
Yeah, Cadillac, I think it was all. I think they shared the back.
Yeah.
People don't remember that. That's,
you got to look that up.
Yeah, I'm trying to now. Let me see.
I'm drawing back.
Let me see. 03. No, not my. Why Miami, Ohio? Nobody is searching for them. Let's see. Running back. Frank Gore. Yeah, Frank Gore and Willis McGahee shared the backfield. I didn't know. I don't.
That's right, because Frank Gore came out the next year.
I would assume Frank Gore was even older than that. That meant Frank Gore.
He looked about 50.
This is the team, though.
don't know this quarterback, Brock Berlin, but Tyrone Moss at another running back, Frank Gore, Devin Hester, Roscoe Parrish, Sonoris Moss, Kellen Winslow. Yeah, that's tough. That's just their skill positions. I'm trying to think. They had Jonathan Vilma on defense, Entrell Roll, Sean Taylor, John Beeson. Sheesh. Yeah, that was definitely the thug.
See, people don't know. People, they just know Bama, and now they know Georgia. But Miami was the true one.
For real.
But, so this was our Week 7 overreactions. We'll be back either later this week with some more NBA stuff, or Brian will definitely be back next Tuesday for the NFL Week 8 overreactions. Is there anything else you want to get off? A bold prediction or anything? Are you good?
Ron Rivera fired before December.
I hope by Sunday.
That'd be tough. Oh, also, let's see. Sam Howell's been sacked 40 times. The franchise record is 49 times, but he ties that record on Sunday.
PFF says 16 of them are self-called sacks, which also leads the lead. So. You think that, last question, you think there's any chance Brissett gets in this season? Or you don't think Howell's that bad?
I don't think he'll get benched because of play. He might get hurt.
Yeah.
He was getting sacked that damn much. But I don't think he'll get benched because of play.
Okay.
So. And plus, I say all that and watch them fuck around and win anyway. Because that's just what they do.
Oh, every week I go in thinking who's going to win this Sam Howell Desmond Ridder bet. I thought every week I think it's going to be Sam Howell winning the bet. The Falcons win. And I don't know what's going on. They're not going to bench a winning quarterback.
No.
So, but yeah, that's where we're going to end it off here, man. Appreciate y'all for listening. Catch us next week or later this week. Watch some NBA, watch some NFL. Stay safe. And we out.